kick, how about making a sound?
This is what the first years wrote. They wrote, understanding the relationship between yin, blood, ki, and yang with any organ. Okay? And they put kidneys here, and they put blood there. And I went, ooh. Because although I know the kidneys filter the blood in Western medicine, they don't really have much to do with the blood in Chinese medicine. Because, you know, as you're already aware, the Zhangfu is really a sort of metaphorical energy thing. They're not really, they have some overlap with the Western organ, you know, obviously, but they're really an attempt to connect the spiritual and mental and emotional bodies together, okay? And so what I thought we'd do is fill in this table, which when we've done this in 40 minutes' time will be your handy dummy's guide to the Zhangfu, okay? And what I've done is I've put a four columns here, yin, blood, qi, and yang, and I thought we'd just put a dot in there if the Zhangfu are related to that, because not all the Zhangfu are necessarily connected to all four of those. And understanding that is quite an important thing in terms of understanding the relationship between the vital substances, essentially, the yin and the yang, blood and ki, and also how the Zhangfu work. Okay? So I thought if we did that, it'd be quite a good thing. But as you know, I'm not a great fan of just lecturing, so I'm going to have to get you to get into groups and think about something. And what I'm going to get you to think about is this. I'm going to give you 10 minutes in groups to see if you can figure out a list of the Zhangfus, right, based on the elements, you know, like kidney and bladder or kidney. Okay, I want you to rank them in terms of which is the most important. Which, if you had to rank them in terms of which you think is the most important for life, okay, what would be the top one, what would be the second one, what would be the third one? I know we need all of them, okay, but some of them are more important than others, believe me. In terms of the whole Chinese medicine thing. And it doesn't really matter whether you get the order right or not, it will just make you start thinking about what the functions are of the organs, okay? And then we'll go back here and then we can have a good discussion, creative discussion, not a shouting match. No, I think lungs are more important than spleen. No fighting, okay? And we'll put them here and then we'll figure out how they connect with the blood, qi, yin and yang, and hopefully then in 40 minutes time it might be a little bit clearer. Okay, so why don't you get into mixed groups, just for enjoyment's sake? Yeah, groups of six, let's just get into groups of three. If you can mix around amongst the groups as much as you can. And what I want you to do is rank them in terms of the order of how important they are. And there's only five because the fire element is all one thing. Yeah, you can just split the groups up so the third year spread yourself around. So you can share your wisdom, spread your wisdom out.
So you can learn from the first and second.
Yeah, that's right, whether you both ask the same question, so don't you? That's what you call a spiral attitude to learning, you know, spiral method of learning. You always come back to the basics.
Groups of three or three groups?
Groups of three. Groups of three people. Yeah? Or, you know, small groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go
first,
second,
there is,
third?
Yeah.
Or we can have a couple of groups of four, couldn't we, maybe?
Yeah, or some groups of four if the maths doesn't work out.
It's just
leads us to
three and a two.
Yeah. Well, can you make up a three, Louise?
Yeah, shall we be a three?
Okay.
Yeah, and if you move out the way so that you can't eavesdrop too much.
Oh,
oh, wait a minute.
Trees. Hang on.
Yeah, well, Tom, are you going with them? That's a good idea. I think that's better, yeah. And then if you'd like to go somewhere else, let's see. Why don't you go over there? Make a group of words, fine. Right, okay, you've got 10 minutes now.
Right.
10 minutes
right.
To find out, to rank them. Okay? The most important one going down.
So we agree that kidney is at the top. But for number two, we are possibly going to be saying that heart and lungs have a joint number two position.
Has everyone got their list? I've got it now. Has everyone got their list?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, can I ring the bell? Do you need a bit more time? No, you're right. Okay, right, there's no right answer. It's just designed to make you think about things, all right? So, of course we're right, aren't we? Because we're
yes.
the teachers, aren't we?
Yes.
No, not really. That's a joke, right? Okay, because it depends a little bit how you think about it, doesn't it? Right? But everyone got the first one the same. So that was completely, the complete consensus in the whole group. And number one was kidney. Hooray! Okay. And why is it first?
Because it has the essence. Without the essence, we'd be dead.
Yeah, or more importantly, wouldn't even be alive in the first place. Yeah, because essence is obviously to do with your prenatal key. So it's like, it's the most fundamental thing. You, in other words, you wouldn't have been conceived. If the essence didn't come, if the essence didn't get created through conception, you wouldn't be here at all in any way. It links you with the ancestors as well. You know what I mean? So it's the most fundamental thing. Okay? And the how it's often described is it's the root of all yin and yang. Okay? It's the root of all yin and yang in the body. So let's put yin and yang here. I'll colour code it so it's more visible. Okay. So you've definitely got yang, and you've definitely got yin, right? Because it's the root of it. In fact, I'm going to do it big, with stars coming out like this. Okay, so let's pause for a moment and think, what does that actually mean? What does that mean, it's the root of yin and yang? What is yin and yang in this context?
I'm pausing.
Yeah, that is, okay, that's the end of the pause now. You can tell me now. What is yin and yang?
Before there was yin and yang, there was just oneness. And then it started to divide.
Just straight for the cosmic. No messing about. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, that's right. It was only just oneness. So it's like yin and yang is a fundamental of it. It's basically every differentiation, isn't it? But in the body, it's got a bit more of a specific meaning, though.
Is one like structure and the other's function?
Sometimes it is used like that. It is, yes. But when you're talking about the Zhangfu functions, it's even more specific than that. And this is where it gets confusing, I think, because it's used in so many different meanings. And I know at the beginning you're thinking, well, what yin and yang are they talking about? And after a while, when you've been used to the language for a few years, you kind of just forget about that. And then when you go back to the beginning again, you think, well, wait a minute, it's a bit of a sort of mass of different meanings, and that's why it gets confusing, okay? But in the body, it's got, when you're talking about the actual functioning of the body, which is what we're talking about now, because the Zhangfus are basically like a metaphoric description of how the body energy moves, okay? What does yin and yang mean in that context?
It is more internal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's true. So they've got the inside and inside and outside again, but that's a bit like structure and movement, though. It's more specific than that. It's more simple than that.
But isn't it just a key? Yin organs do most of the work.
Yeah, they do. That's why I just put kidney there. Don't worry about the bladder and the yang organs. We talked about the Zhangfu. We're talking about the essence of the main yin organs. Yeah. But what is if
does it nourish?
Yes, mm-hmm. Getting close. Yeah,
it's
nourishing.
Grounding.
Nourishing, yeah, that's true. Nourishing and everything. But what is the main feature of yin and yang when you have pathology? Third years, when you have a syndrome, when you have, like if you have yin deficiency, what does it mean?
Something being
Kyanjitsu. No, it's not to do with Kyanjitsu.
Too much.
Yeah, if you have, what's the main symptom you have if someone's yin deficient?
Cold.
Yeah, the other side, the other one. If it's yin
heat.
Deficient.
Heat.
Yeah. Basically, it's to do with heat and cold. All right. So, or movement, heat, movement. So the nourishing was good. Basically, anything that's cooling and moistening and making things liquid and nice and cool is yin. Anything that makes everything warm and active and moving. And is yang, okay? Now, if you go in a bit more, you've got blood and qi. And you'll often see it described like this, on a continuum like this, where you have yang here, qi here, blood here, yin here. Like a continuum. And the reason for that is because yang is basically, well, qi is, more, put it the other way around, qi and blood are like the foundation of how everything works. It's, you know, you must have done this first, if you've done this, haven't you already, the production of qi and production of blood? Yeah. So blood and qi are sort of the main thing that happens. You've got qi making things happen and blood doing other stuff. So qi is part of the yang and blood is part of yin, but they're distinguished into different categories. This is more to do with heat, this is more to do with energy, this is more to do with actual blood going around and moistening and stuff like that, and yin is more to do with cooling and moistening and stuff like that. Okay, so you can see it's like a continuum. So this is like heat and activity, this is energy, you could say. This is blood, so it's moistening and nurturing, and yin is cooling, and nourishing or something like that. That kind of thing. Okay, so you've got that continuity. Now, when you go back to here, not all of the same foods are always related to blood, because some of them are not really anything to do with production or storing of blood, and the kidneys is one of them. So you don't tend to talk about kidney blood in Chinese medicine, okay? But you do talk about kidney qi, because that comes from the essence. So I'm going to put another big red wiggly line here. Going like that. Yeah? Okay? And the kidneys are called the root of all yin and yang in the body, because they are, come from the essence, and the essence is everything. It's the same as the DNA in Western understanding. It's the foundation of all life. Okay? Right, so that was an easy one in terms of ranking, because, yeah, if we didn't have kidney energy or the essence, we wouldn't be here. And so that's an outright winner. Now it starts to get more tricky, doesn't it? And all of you have got different... All of you have got different... answers to this one, to the second one, and none of them were the, all of you had different rankings for it, none of them were the same as me and Louise, okay? So as we're obviously right, no, I'm just kidding, now it's just because there isn't really any clear answer, it's just the way you think about it, and also you notice it depends whether you earn more on the side of the spiritual level, or if you go more towards the physical. Another thing is if you think more about development, rather than after you're born. That's another big difference, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you think of it purely in terms of development, like conception and then you're in gestation for 9 months, aren't you? Well, you're not breathing, are you, for a start? So lungs are out. But once you're born, lungs are very important. If you stop breathing, you're gonna be dead within a few minutes. Whereas if you stop eating, you're not gonna be dead for quite a while. You see what I mean? So it's, depends with the way you look at it. So what did we have? Who wants to, what did you have?
Our group, we all agreed in the end that it was a
the second one.
Joint second place was lung and heart.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Joint second, yeah. Okay, now I can understand it, because why would you put heart so high up?
Because
the blood. What else? Because
Shen.
The Shen, yeah. And also, of course, if your heart stops beating,
you're
going to be dead quite soon.
Mm.
Okay, but if you stop eating, you know, it's not such a big deal.
Mm.
Okay, so that's a really good argument. It's not the right answer, it's a good, very good argument. Okay, what did you have for your second one?
Lung.
Okay, so lung's coming out pretty popular.
Recently,
you did? Did you have lung?
Lung.
We've been outvoted. Louise, we've been outvoted. I'm going to put lung here now.
FYI, yeah.
Okay, well, actually, we put lung too. But we were talking about putting it the other way around. Because we put lung, because for exactly the same thing, because we said about the Po, and about how when you're born and you take that first breath in and the umbilical cord is cut, that's when you define yourself as an individual, isn't it? And that's what the idea of the Po is, when you feel the breath on the skin. You feel the air on the skin, and you feel the breath coming in, and you feel a condensed individual.
Mm.
That's the spiritual aspect of the Po. So in terms of your awareness of your individual duality, lungs will be next, yeah. But then, when we thought of it from a development point of view, we thought, well, when you're in the womb, you're being fed, so the stomach and spleen is kind of like function is there, but you're not breathing. So if you did it in a strict chronology of development, then you could put the spleen first. But anyway, that's good. So we put lungs here. Okay? Right. Now, the thing is, right, lungs don't really have much to do with blood either. Okay? They have qi, don't they? Because they need energy to breathe. How strong you breathe is your lung qi, so that's important. Okay? Lung yang? Do you get a lot of heat? Really, do you? So, and blood, not really. Yeah, you can maybe have heat entering the lungs. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Very good. Yes. Okay. It doesn't like heat. So, but you do have some lung yin, don't you? Because that's the moistening, cooling, all the cooling bit of it. Do you see what I mean? So, it all depends. So we'll put that there. Great, okay. So now, what about third place? Well, you had joint, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think? Who had third? What did you have for third?
Yeah.
Did you have heart?
Yeah.
Heart, yeah?
We had heart.
Heart.
Stomach.
Stomach?
Heart.
Well, heart.
No, third. Our joint third was...
We had joint third of stomach and liver, but...
What's your other second one?
Oh, the second one was heart.
Yeah. Heart. Well, look, you see they put heart much higher than us.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? We're outvoted.
I think it's about the stomach.
Yeah. Okay, we put stomach and spleen, but that's because the stomach and spleen are the root of postnatal ki.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the kidneys, which is the essence. You have the breath coming in, that's the first yang sort of energy you have from the heavens, the ki. I'm talking about yang as being up there now, not the heat in the body, okay? Just to be clear. Okay? And then we thought, well, then the next thing is eating, because if you think of it in the developmental way, then that we would put that next. And also, we thought about the heart as being the shen. And we thought, well, you can go unconscious for a while, but you can still live, can't you? And you can come back again.
Mm.
But if you think about it in terms of the heart beating, then it's more important than the... Because if your heart stops beating, you're going to be dead pretty soon. Whereas, again, if you stop eating. So I think we're outvoted, we're going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that. Okay? Teacher's got it wrong. Ah, see, you're having a great day now, aren't you? I hear you. They're all smiling. Okay, right, here we go. So we'll put heart here. Here. Okay, now what about heart? Heart, do you think heart's got anything to do with blood?
No.
Yes!
Yes. Everyone yells, yeah. Of course it has, right? And heart blood deficiency is a common TCM syndrome. You know, we feel weak and you get palpitations and all that kind of stuff. Do you think the heart needs a key? Yes, it needs to keep its beat. Boom, boom, boom. Right. Okay, so that's... oops, I've got it wrong around now. But that's interesting. I did it in red, look, because of blood. So that's always a bit confusing. I'll put it in red and black. Okay. It needs a key. Yeah. I'll put that in red as well. And what about yin? Does it need yin? Does the heart need yin? Need nourishing cooling?
Blood is yin, isn't it?
It's part of yin, yeah, but it's more
the
solid.
The kidney comes up and helps to balance the heart heat or something.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
It regulates the yin and yang, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the heart needs yin to keep it cool and everything. And it needs, well, yang, heart, yang deficiency. Yeah, it has all four. Yeah, it needs to be warm and active, and it needs to be cool. So it has all four things quite commonly described. So let's put that in there. Right. Yeah. Good. Okay, cool.
Point
cool
first,
sorry?
Isn't that point cools the blood?
Yeah, it tonifies the heart blood, and that tends to make you calmer. Yeah, calms everything down, yeah. You don't want a lot of heat. You want just a nice amount of activity to keep the heart beating and keep it, but you want it nice and stable, because otherwise the shen will be loosened up and it will, you'll faint basically. That's what it is. They say that the shen, let's put down some key phrases here, okay? I'll put here the first breath, but this is our reasoning, right? The first breath creates the Po, or it brings the Po. We talked about it creates the Po, but it creates the experience of the Po. Yeah. Yeah? That's the spiritual aspects of the lungs. And the heart roots the Shen. The heart blood roots the Shen. And that's really important. Yeah? Because if the heart blood is weak, then you get the feeling of easily fainting and just sort of spaced out, or you might be dissociated if you have trauma and stuff like that. How are we doing for time, etc.? Okay, we're doing okay. We've got 10 minutes left to finish the whole thing off. Right, okay, so now we've got fourth and fifth place, and we've got left stomach and spleen and liver and gallbladder, and again, you vary depending on where you put it. So what do you think? It's a tough one. You put liver here?
Mm. Say liver.
Yeah? Why would you put it above?
Because it's stored.
stores the blood.
It does store the blood and the key. Yeah.
I might just be all over the place, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But you've got to have some key and blood in the first place before you can store it though, don't you think you say?
Yeah.
You know? So what do you think?
Stomach.
I think we're gonna have to put stomach and spleen in here because it's the root of postnatal key. You know, you have to, if you imagine, if you didn't eat, you wouldn't have any key to store in the first place, or any blood to store. So it's gonna have to be spleen and stomach. So spleen. Okay, and the catchphrase here is the root of postnatal key, which is a bit of a fancy way of saying you are what you eat. You think when you know, everything you eat gets turned into your physical body, doesn't it, and your energy. Okay, so let's see, spleen. Ah, right, now what's the most important one of the, here's another little question for you. Of all these four, what do you think is the most important thing that you need for the spleen? You remember?
Blood.
Yin, blood, qi or yang? Blood, yeah, it's pretty important. What's its main function? What's the spleen's main function? Remember the cooking pot? Do you remember the stomach is like a cooking pot and the spleen is like what?
The fire.
It's the fire, yes, exactly, yeah. So of all of it, the most important thing is the spleen yang, because you need that fire to cook the food. Once the food's cooking away, then it produces the blood. So that's the next thing. And you'd obviously need qi. You need energy in the stomach. But you don't really talk about spleen yin too much because that's the job of the stomach. It's the pot with all the bubbling stuff inside it, all right? So you have spleen blood deficiency, spleen qi deficiency, and spleen yang deficiency. Okay, this is a syndrome thing, okay? The fire's too low, so you get diarrhea and all that. Or you get blood deficiency, so you get just general weakness. And blood deficiency in other places of the body, like the heart, and stuff like that. Or you just have poor digestion because of the qi.
So, can I just ask?
Yeah.
So if someone has like deficient blood and low iron and stuff,
yeah,
the root cause might just be that they need to nourish their spleen.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there is a bit of an overlap between things like low iron and things like that.
Yeah.
As long as it's got the same pattern as the transmission syndrome, which unfortunately leaves liver and gallbladder last. Big R for liver and gallbladder. Because it really doesn't deserve it. It's such an important organ and it's such an important zangfu. Not least of which because it houses the ethereal soul, which is pretty important because from a spiritual level, if you didn't have that, you wouldn't be here either. Because the jing creates the actual, you know, energy of your thing, but the ethereal soul is supposed to float in from the ether and condense down to the body, and it's the thing that leaves when you die. So
the liver is a victim of the Western deconstructivist approach to this.
Yes.
Because it's separated from the other.
Yes, exactly, yeah. I know. And you could easily put this first if you took the spiritual aspect first. So again, there's no right answer, it's just an exercise to make you think about it. So okay, we have liver, and let's think of some. Oh yeah, what's the most famous saying about the liver? Sprinkles, yeah, sprinkles the qi. Stores the blood, sprinkles the qi, yeah. Stores the blood, and it sprinkles the qi. I always think that's a bit of a very light way of saying it, really. Sprinkles the qi, because that's the ideal state where it's all sprinkly and, you know, because most of the time it's like, especially in the modern world, it's like blop like this. You're just trying to get it to move anyway, not about sprinkling, it's like the move. Okay, so liver. Well, obviously it stores the blood, so duh. Yeah, it's going to be something to do with the blood, isn't it? So yeah, that's in here. Okay. Blood, definitely. Okay. Liver qi. Yes, because it sprinkles the qi, so that's going to have to be in there, isn't it? Right, now, then we have liver yang. What do you think?
It's a yin.
Yeah, really, you want it to be yin. You want to be yin there because you want it to be nice and cool, don't you? And the only thing you will see in books and things like that is liver yang rising. That's the thing. They say, oh, liver yang rising, when someone's got a terrible headache and they've got all hot in the head and everything. So you do get it as part of the pathology, but it's not something you really want to encourage if you can avoid it. So I'm going to put a question mark there. Because it does occur, but it's not part of the actual normal functioning of it. It's more like a pathological thing.
The distributes things, doesn't it? So it's
yes, it moves the key. Yes, exactly. Sprinkling, moving the key. Okay, and the yin, yeah, you want everything to be kept cool, liver. So if you get liver yin deficiency, basically it means you're going to have blood deficiency and you're going to get sort of heat going on as well. That's something you don't really want. I've got to put an exclamation mark here rather than a question mark. Okay, 2 minutes for questions. Does that help?
Really does, yeah.
Does that help? Yeah, okay, good. Just remember that if you can remember this, what yin and yang and blood and ki are, and you can remember the main functions like we've got here, the root of all yin and yang, the essence, the first breath that brings in the breath energy, blood roots the shen, the spleen is the root of all the postnatal ki through the food, and the liver stores the blood and sprinkles the ki, and you'll be pretty much there with your own. All the rest of it is just details, really, of when things go wrong. So. Okay, are there any questions? I don't think we've done this before, but this is actually a really good exercise. I'll try and put your hand out for that. I did a similar thing for the third years, remember with that grid, with the syndromes, you know, each of the syndromes.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.